Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. Now, I'm Mitch Teich. Wisconsin is the land of cheese, and so naturally we cheeseheads will often socialize with a plate of cheesy goodness by our sides. But have you ever gone to a social gathering that was solely about artisan cheese, like a cheese dinner? Lake Effect's cheese guru, Jeanette Hurt, says a cheese dinner is just what it sounds like, a dinner focused on cheese, lots and lots of locally sourced artisan cheese. Hurt attended a cheese dinner last year at La Merenda Restaurant in Walker's Point and shares her insights.
At a cheese dinner, the cheese stands center, but it doesn't stand alone. It's not one of those stuff all the cubes of cheese into your mouth with only a few bites of crackers in between kinds of things. When you do get samples, it's not a cheese out. Instead, the cheeses get incorporated into decadent, melt-in-your-mouth masterpieces in unexpected and delightful ways.
We're going to start off with a little taste of all the cheeses before each course, so you can just try the cheese as is. Consider it like an amuse-bouche of cheese. Then you're going to see it how we feel is a fun way to present it in a food format.
Take, for example, La Merenda chef Pete Sandroni's expertly designed first course, a spinach salad made with a cheesy vinaigrette, paired with a Purple Feet wine guy Nate Norfolk's Italian Friulano. The first cheese, Marica Zacte Borincas, is an American original, meaning there are no European counterparts. It was described as a Gouda that became a Brie, but without the rindy white stuff. As an oozy, meltable cheese, I thought it would probably make a mean grilled cheese sandwich. But in this case, Chef Pete didn't just add the cheese to the salad. He blended the cheese right into the vinaigrette so that it was almost creamy. It was delightful. But like I said, cheese dinners aren't just about the cheese. We also got a taste of Epicurean history as we started digging into our spinach mounds, courtesy of this cheese's namesake maker, Marica Penterman of Holland's Family Farm, based in Thorpe, Wisconsin.
I'm from Holland, from Netherlands. As a cheesehead, in Holland we are called cheeseheads, by the way, too. And a little story behind the cheesehead, goudas are made in malts, round malts. In the early days in Holland, they were made from wood. And when we would go to war, we would take that wooden mold and we would put it on our head. And that's the reason why we are called cheeseheads.
Now, when I first met Penterman, her cheese was already turning heads in dairy circles as her fenugreek Gouda took first place in its category at the U.S. Cheese Championship. 2 years ago, she topped all of her bests, taking first place at that same championship with her aged Gouda. Every time I taste Penterman's ethereal Gouda, I remember watching some bewildered new dairy cows first arriving to her family farm. It's that fresh.
First off, I have to correct myself. Yes, I'm admitting I made a mistake, Dad.
That was followed by another featured cheesemaker, Katie Hedrich of LeClaire Farms in Malone, Wisconsin. A newlywed and only in her 20s, this cheerful wunderkind, Hedrich, is already a cheese force to be reckoned with, and she shows no signs of slowing down.
So many things have been happening that it's kind of amazing. So 2011, about a year and a half after we started making, we won the U.S. Cheese Championship, which was something that we never thought would happen. And then we actually bought another 200 goats to continue to producing the milk. And we actually have the opportunity this year that we will be opening our on-farm retail store. We'll be milking the goats, making the cheese, and then have our on-farm retail store.
I knew that I'd love whatever Chef Pete did with Hedrick's Evalon, a nutty, aged goat cheese. But what I didn't know is how good her Chandoka would be, or where the name came from.
Chandoka is actually the name of my grandparents' farm, which is where we are building our new creamery. So Chandoka stands for Charmaine and Donna and Kathy, which is my grandma and her three sisters. And that cheese actually is a brand new cheese that I've been working on.
The The Chandoka cheese bisque was creamy and wonderful, but what stands out from that second course is not the soup, but the Rocket Baby Chandoka cheese bread that accompanied it.
So tonight's bread that's served with the soup course has also got the same cheese baked right into it.
A buttery, springy, brioche-like creation. This is the bread dreams are made of. And I still, months later, dream of it.
So the Evalon that you guys will be tasting...
Hedrick's Evalon, not an afterthought, starred in a pork loin rouladen with spätzle and a Pinot Noir sauce.
Evalon is actually our signature cheese. And when we were creating this cheese, we wanted something that was really unique. So the Evalon actually is patterned after a Gouda style with a little hint of an Italian finish to it. And so as it ages out, it starts out with some of those Asiago flavors, so the fruitiness to it, and then as it ages out, it becomes more like a Parmesan.
That was followed by Penterman's award-winning aged Gouda with a Palme Dauphine and lamb loin. Needless to say, I was sighing with pleasure as I tasted, and so were the other guests at my dinner table.
Fantastic. I thought I would get tired of cheese by the second or third course, but there's a lot of versatility.
Well, we're used to selling cheese just pairing it with wine or beer. What Peter did is he actually baked it into something, made it more creative, which we're not used to. We're not that creative. But he did a great job with the soups, with the meats, and made it just a great combination, which is absolutely amazing.
From salad to dessert.
Yeah, especially that salad.
Also sitting at my table was Jen Eady, editor of the new Edible Milwaukee magazine. We had fun riffing on the cheeses, the paired wines, and the courses.
Wow, it's kind of hard to choose what I'm enjoying most. I think on the one hand, there are so many great stories behind the cheese that we're eating. And just the other thing is just eating them. I mean, I'm a Wisconsinite at heart, and when you do a dinner that's exclusively focused on cheese, you know, you're hitting the right mark, so it's very delicious.
Of course, no good cheese dinner ends without dessert. That's how I got to meet Ron Henningfeld, the cheesemaker at Clock Shadow Creamery, one of the only urban cheese plants in the country. Clock Shadow is known for its sweet curds and fresh cheeses, and perhaps the most interesting of those cheeses is Quark. Quark is sort of like a cross between ricotta and creme fraiche. It's a spreadable, creamy cheese with a little bit of a tart kick, like a cream cheese for grown-ups.
Quark is a European-style cheese, most popular in Central Europe. Quark is the German name on the cheese. It's a fresh cheese, so the sooner you eat the cheese, the better it is. It's a versatile cheese, good for the cooking, the baking, but also good just to eat it plain on crackers or toasted bagel or roll it up in crepes and that sort of thing.
And Chef Pete made a cocoa-dusted cheese souffle, topping it with just a dab of balsamic-laced strawberries. It was light and fluffy and sweet, and I may have just gotten my hands on one extra. At the risk of sounding cheesy, this tart quark souffle made for a sweet and heavenly end to the evening. For Lake Effect, I'm Jeanette Hurt.
Lake Effect contributor Jeanette Hurt went to a cheese dinner designed by La Merenda's chef Pete Sandroni, featuring local Wisconsin cheeses made by Holland's Family Farm, LeClaire Farms, and Milwaukee's Clock Shadow Creamery. Our segment first aired earlier this month. Jeanette will sign copies of her book, The Cheeses of Wisconsin, a culinary travel guide, this Sunday at the Elegant Farmer in Maquanago. That's the Friday edition of Lake Effect, produced by Stephanie Edom Lecce, Bonnie Winsleydale North, and Dan Munster Harmon, with production support from Cheddar Eleanor Peterson, Colby Brooke Dowden, and Ricotta Audrey Nowakowski. We get web support from Michelle Matternowski, studio engineering from John Strelecki. I'm Mitch Tyke. Couldn't come up with a Gouda nickname. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next.